glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. These are words that come from the writings of Moses, the faithful servant of God. The words he spoke to the people of Israel were written down and held up as holy scripture. Moses admonishes the people to be faithful in keeping God's commands and laws in the context from which this statement comes. God is cited as being a faithful God. He remains constant and true to his word and every promise. God's immutable nature remains the same today. He truly is the faithful God.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself the question, who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave thee never. Just be true, I'll give to you a life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles till they're won. For who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? Who am I?
There are many attributes that describe God. According to the Apostle John, God is love. God's love is manifested in his gift of Jesus. The core of all teachings surround the love of God. Everything pertaining to life and godliness is provided by the love of God. The parable that Jesus told of the father who had the two sons recorded for us in Luke chapter 15 could be better called the parable of the loving father rather than the prodigal son. For it was the father's love that shares the message of grace and forgiveness for the sinners. That wonderful statement that Jesus made so long ago rings clearly today from the voice of Scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The heart and soul of the gospel message must forever be centered upon the love of God. The most important message for our world today is that God is love, and how that love has been shown and has been made available to bless our lives. Love is the ultimate attribute that can be shared, and perhaps it is true that all other godly qualities and virtues are a part of the sum of love. But there is good reason for us to recognize those attributes that describe love for us. Today, we make special mention of God's faithfulness. What Moses declared to the people of Israel just prior to their entering into the land of Canaan is still true today. Let's hear a little more of what Moses said that day to God's people. He goes on to say, "For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the people on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were the more numerous than other people, for you were the fewest of all people. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your forefathers that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his commandment of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands." We note that God's love is again the foundation for what he has done. But in his word, Moses talks about God's faithfulness. He is telling the people they can trust God. He had made an oath to their forefathers. He had told them he would deliver them from the bondage of slavery, and he did. He rescued them from the power of Pharaoh. They had been set free because God made it possible. So now they were to enter into the land of promise, and Moses is telling the people to trust God. He is faithful. He will continue to be faithful to you. He will do what he has promised for those who love and obey him. That illustration from Moses and the Israelites is a great shadow of what God has done in Christ today. All who have been delivered from the bondage of sin through the power of Christ's blood are God's chosen people. He has loved us, and the promise of being a faithful creator is ours today, just as it was for the Israelites. And so our lesson brings us to view God as trustworthy. Familiar words from Jesus are to be found in John chapter 14, when the disciples were troubled and worried about the coming circumstances. The Lord said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." And some of our English translations use the word trust instead of believe. Jesus knew these men trusted God. They had faith in him. So now Jesus was saying to them, "Place that same trust in me." Knowing God will be faithful is a blessing. The psalmist penned these words, "For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love." We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and shield. In Him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name. May Your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in You. The Apostle Peter wrote to Christians describing the new spiritual life that we have because of our faith in Christ Jesus. He said that we are spiritually born into a living hope. That hope is a constant companion because we have placed our hope in the faithful God. As we bring our message to a close, I would ask if you have placed your hope in the Lord. Do you know God as this faithful Creator? If not, we plead with you to seek Him as your faithful God. Blessings await all those who find Him and who call upon Him.
Lord, You are more precious than silver. Lord, You are more costly than gold. Lord, You are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with You. Lord, You are more precious than silver.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.